Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Leslie Landis, author of A Natural Warrior, and it's about a superhero who is fighting climate change and all the causes of climate change. So Leslie, is there an overall villain in your book, or is it just a series of lots of little villains like that are causing destruction?
It is a series of villains, basically, because there's so many different battles out there to be fought. There is and there will be a fight with companies that are polluting, you know, polluting our water, polluting our air. There are people, you know, who are, the plastic issue is a very major one, another battle to be fought. And so it's really going to be a series of battles that Chendel. And, you know, the title is Chendel, A Natural Warrior, which is a combination of both Jamie and Robin's names.
Oh, okay.
And so Chendel is going to fight these different battles one at a time. And in book two, Chendel will be fighting poachers and actually, you know, trying to stop at least one area of the ivory trade. And there's so many things. I don't think I'm going to run out of topics here.
No. Do you think each of your books will look at different areas of climate change?
Yes. I do feel that each of the book will attack different areas of climate change.
And in this book, definitely looking after the insects, the plants, the trees is the main aspect.
Yes, I think that is a main aspect of the first one, because, as I said, this is where their initial powers are, but their powers grow stronger as they continue to fight battles.
Mm-hmm.
Other animals and other parts of nature aid them in their fight. Actually, one of the lines I use is that nature finally has a hero.
And that's a good line. And as helping children understand and take part in making this huge change, what are some things that we could implement and help our children or our grandchildren to make them more aware in the insect world or in the plant world?
Well, one of the things that I use is something you have to buy, although you could probably make your own. And before it existed, I used to use a tissue. But what I'm referring to is something called a bug wand or a bug buster thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks up insects, and I throw them outside. It's not that I have never killed a bug and never will, but I don't go out of my way to kill anything. If I see a bug in the house, I try to throw it outside. And I think that it's an example. I mean, they have lives, too. They have a purpose in this world. So, you know, why not put them back where they belong, which is outside?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think by example, we can teach children, our children, so much by how we dispose of things, the kind of things that we use, that we don't go out of our way to chop down trees for no reason, or we at least transplant what we can or plant more trees. There's just so much that we can do and people are doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's all these little things done on a big level that makes it the extreme change.
Well, that's true. And we all have a role to play. And, you know, it can be, if every one of us does some little thing, it's going to add up to something big. I really feel that's true.
And Leslie, what are some of the fun ways you get around plastic use?
Well, you mentioned one, and that's to not use plastic straws. And the more people who keep mentioning that to businesses that are still using things like that, the more likely they are to stop using it. We can stop using the throwaway water bottles. I'm sure you and most people are aware that there are billions of them that are being thrown away, and they're in our ocean. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring our own bags to the market instead of taking bags out. I mean, even if you're in a place that they charge for a bag, people will still find it convenient to do that and won't bother to bring their own bags.
Right. So it's raising the consciousness level to understand for the reasons for change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And little things are going to add up. So, you know, why not all get together in this and make a difference and teach our children a different way of doing things.
Absolutely. And it's not that far from what our grandmothers taught us.
Yes. And they really knew how to save, how to reuse things. And, you know, there's a good reason why we should get back to that. It will make a difference in our world and in our future.
What age group is your book aimed at?
Well, I say my book is aimed at from 12 to 90.
Oh, excellent. Okay, 12 to 90. So anybody over 12 should really enjoy it.
Oh, I absolutely think so. I mean, I've gotten that kind of feedback. I've had older people read it and really tell me they loved it. I've had young people read it and tell me that they love it.
And, was there any difficulty finding a publisher for your first novel?
First novel, I decided to self-publish because I did have a publisher for my first book. And I decided that I wanted, you know, more definitely control. I don't know if you're aware, but if you have a publisher and you're not a known author, you're not one of the big airport authors,
mm-hmm.
they don't do anything for you.
Yes.
They don't put a penny behind your book. They just publish it, period. And mm-hmm. therefore, I really decided that I was going to really make an effort in promoting my book, and I would self-publish it for that reason.
Leslie, how long does it take to read your book? Is it kind of a quick weekend read?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a very quick, easy read. I think it flows very easily. And one thing I might mention is that I wrote it in a completely different style. I wrote it in first-person narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only do the main characters tell their story and talk to us directly, but the people in their lives also tell their story and their own story, too, and they fill in all the blanks, so to speak.
And where are you selling this book through now? Is it available, like, all across the country, or is it just a very, very small area?
No, it's available everywhere. You can go to my website, which is called Chendell. Chendell.com. That's Chendell.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to Amazon and then just mm-hmm. look up Chendell, Chendell, A Natural Warrior. And so I've been getting people buying it really all over the world, in South America, in Scandinavia, as well as in Canada and the U.S.
Fantastic. Now, you say your book's done in first-person narrative. Does that mean it's coming up with different voices for each character?
Yes.
Yeah. How tough was that?
I found it much easier. When I started to write, I tried to write it as a traditional story, and, you know, that I was telling the story, and it just wasn't clicking with me until I went to first-person narrative, because I feel like there's something about somebody actually talking to us. And then I could actually hear each character's voice, the way they would talk, you know, what they would say. You know, Jamie is telling about his childhood, and his mother tells about him and her life a little bit, and his father tells about him. Somehow or other, that just worked for me.
Do you feel this book was just kind of downloaded on you, that you just had to do it and bring it to the public?
Yes, I do feel it was. I had the idea for a while, and then I told a couple people WHO about it, and they said they really loved the idea. And once they said that, I felt like I had to try and write it. So that's what I did.
Do you think you'll bring it to life in art form?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you think you'll bring it to life in video or art form?
Well, I hope so. It would be a terrific video form. And it's sort of, by writing it in first-person narrative, it really lends itself. I think that anyone who reads it could see the characters actually saying and doing what they're doing. So it is my intent, my hope, that it will find that kind of audience and become that kind of, product.
Grand. So the book, it's actually Chandel, who is the natural warrior. So that it's called Chandel, the natural warrior?
Yes, Chandel, a natural warrior.
A natural warrior. It can be found on Amazon. And your website was?
Chandel, again, Chendell.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much for all your work in helping to acknowledge the need on the planet and to provide a superhero to help us understand and take care of the problems with climate change. It's been great to have you on today.
Thank you, Kathy. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, thanks so much. And we'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, who is our producer. And we'd like to thank all the stations across the Canada that carry our radio program. We'd like to wish you a very happy and healthy day.